This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing. From the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Oh, wow. So much to get to here. I'm Anthony Pusick. Peter's over there. Don's over there.
Hi.
Let's start like we always do. ENN's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah!
Now, I was going to tell you that the Yankees are in extra innings with the Diamondbacks trying to win the series. And Speaking of players who haven't really contributed offensively, with Anthony Volpe, the ghost runner at second base, Alex Verdugo, two-run home run, top of the 10th.
Hello.
Yankees have a 4-2 lead. That's right. So now that's
Hello.
Now that's Verdugo and Judge who go yard today. And this is a good time for Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper.
Good job.
Aaron Judge has hit his first home run of the 2024 season and now has 258 career home runs, two of tying Captain Derek Jeter for 9th on the Yankees' all-time home run list. That is Inside the Numbers, brought to you by Eisner Amper, a leading business advisory firm helping clients create a winning game plan to transform their knowledge into action for their business. Check out Eisner Amper Solutions Insight Resources at eisneramper.com/solutions.
Which begs the question, if so Judge is now 8th all-time?
This would
York
put
Yankees?
Him in a tie for...
9th, you said, right?
9th.
Ninth.
So he's 9th.
So who are the
impressive,
eight,
by the way.
Who are the 8 ahead? Well, obviously you got Mantle. Ruth, Garrick, DiMaggio, Mantle. That's 4.
Yogi.
You would think Yogi, definitely.
Maris doesn't have that many?
Well, because he wasn't, but you're only talking about...
He does not.
Yeah, because he wasn't there that long. The one I'm really not sure about...
Actually surprised by two of the names. I have it right in front of me now. One name is obvious. Two of them played with Jeter.
So we're missing an obvious one.
Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious.
You know, how recent?
Reggie wasn't recent. There long enough. So
a recent
friend of the show.
Oh, Alex.
Alex, 351. Yeah. He's 5th.
Oh, so Rodriguez.
Ruth, 659. Mantle, 536. Gehrig, 493. DiMaggio, 361. Barra, 358. Rodriguez, 351. You're missing the other two. And those two played with Jeter.
The other two played with Jeter?
Oh, yeah.
O'Neill wouldn't have that many, would he?
No.
No. And then, so...
Thinking too hard.
Did Posada...
Posada has 275 home runs.
And I was going to say
that's
Posada.
That's 8th. And there's somebody higher than that. Also, you know what? I'll also say friend of the show.
You'll also
really?
Say friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Tino?
He is a friend of the show, but it's not him. We have a lot of friends.
Yeah, we do have a lot
talented
of
talented musician.
Oh, Bernie. Baby Burn.
Burn, baby, burn, yeah.
How about that? So there you go.
God, Judge is just going to cruise by everybody.
It's going to be...
Well,
let's look
at it this way, Don. This was Aaron Judge, home run number, we just had it, 258.
Right.
Bernie Williams is at 287. Does he get...
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To 287? Think he can get to 287?
Yeah. But he won't get to Ruth.
He'd only need... 29 more this year?
Yeah,
a 30 home run season?
Yeah, I think people would freak if he didn't get that. Just because he's 31 years old, I don't think he'll get the Ruth. Or
no.
Alex. But listen, he's gonna be right there.
Good so job. That is the situation. We are now going into the bottom of the 10th inning in Arizona Yankees with a 4-2 lead, and of course the ghost runner will be there, but now you have the luxury because of Verdugo's home run. You give up that run. As long as you take care of business, you can walk out of here with a 6-1 road trip on the West Coast to start the season, heading back to the Bronx.
How would that feel?
I think it would feel amazing, no?
In your pants.
A fun Friday, yep.
Oh, yeah.
In your pants.
That's right. A little more time to vote and drop madness, by the way.
Yeah, let's take advantage. You got 18 minutes. Let's do it.
Votes are pretty good today. All over 1,000. The last time we were on Ray Rowe only, we didn't get as many votes. I got news for you guys. There is a tight matchup in the Nether region.
What?
The difference is 0.1.
Wow.
Well, let's put it this way. The difference is 0.2, because it's 50.1 to 49.9.
Holy crap.
I'm not going to give away anything. I'm not going to swing the
vote. I like what you're doing.
Not going to pull a Jeff Passan and suggest any nefarious activities. All I'm saying is...
Oh, my God.
That's right, Jeff. I understand.
You're just saying it's close.
And,
what you're saying.
And the other ones, not as close. And while the seeding was good in the beginning of the tournament, we are seeing some upsets. That's all I'll say. Guys, yeah, something cool. Don, I don't know if you saw this. Larry Brooks tweeted out, and a couple of other Rangers beat reporters, and I think Ian Begley as well for the Knicks. Per an MXG spokesperson, they reported today, we're pleased to offer our loyal Knicks and Rangers fans renewing season ticket members no price increase for their 2024-25 season tickets. That's pretty awesome.
That is very, very interesting for a couple of reasons, right? I guess they have to start sending them out now. So you can't wait and see what kind of season it's going to be. So I'll take one of them back because they've got to send it out. But they certainly could increase, considering that, you know, the Rangers are fighting for first place. This is more excitement than we've seen for the Knicks in literally a decade. So that's interesting. Usually teams take advantage of what's going on by trying to get a little bit more money out of their season ticket holders. And we know the majority of the building for Knicks and Rangers are season ticket holders. So that's interesting. Good job out of Jim Dolan.
By the way, speaking of trying to get more money, how do you like this headline? MTA demands $750,000 toll from New York City marathon runners for crossing the Marathon Bridge.
I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh, my God. Really?
They're upset. I read this article today. I legitimately thought, I'm like, let me make sure this isn't an April 1st article the New York Times put out. No. The MTA is upset about the tolls they miss because they have to shut down the Verrazano Bridge for the marathon. And they want to charge the New York Roadrunners Club the fee.
Unbelievable.
And I'll do you one better, guys, of course. Now, you know the congestion pricing's kicking. Why not just go farther? Why not just say, now I need like the $15 charge for every foot that crosses the...
It is so incredible. It is...
It's weak, is what it is.
It's disgusting. It's really
so
disgusting.
And here's the thing, and because history means something here, guys, and for everybody. New Jersey and Connecticut aren't exempt from this either. Because I remember my dad telling me stories like about how they promised New Jersey residents that once the parkway is paid for, it'll be free. You know, I'm sure the parkway's been paid for already.
Oh, it's been paid for.
You know, so it's just the gouge. And I get a lot of money was lost during the pandemic. A lot of people stayed home. A lot of businesses went out of. But how do you think this is going to help? Because now we have the technology to work from home. And there are going to be a lot of people that would normally come into the city 5 days a week who are now probably sitting there negotiating their new contracts with their bosses or trying to work out a way to stay home. So that bodega that expected a certain amount of foot traffic may not get it now because people from New Jersey and Connecticut aren't coming into the city because of the congestion pricing and how much they're charging now at the crossings. It's pretty embarrassing. And they're trying to tell you that this money is going to go into improving the rail system. Let's see if that actually works. Let's see if we fast forward 10 years from now and our rail system is the best in the country and people are thriving down there and that becomes the new way to get back and forth. Or why do I have a feeling, Peter, that 10 years from now, it's probably going to be worse than it is right now? Trains breaking down, crime, people not wanting to go in there.
It's the combination of what's going on is such a middle finger and punch in the stomach to all of us. And it's amazing because it's sort of like, it sort of brings everyone together. You know, like, I mean, I know there are a lot of people who don't care. Let me say that first. There are a lot of people who just use the train or bike or whatever who really don't care about the car part. But you do care about the fact that the trains aren't terribly safe. They're not clean. They're not well run. They're not often on time. There's a lot of problems that already exist. And then I'm going to tell you this. Now they're going to charge all the drivers. It's not going to make anything better for people on the train in any way. The money's never going to get spent the right way. So they're just sticking us up. And all of a sudden, you know what happens? know what happens when the MTA starts getting an extra $500,000 to $1.5 million a day from tolls, whatever it is? You know what happens? All of a sudden, the toilet paper roll that used to cost $2 at the MTA, now they're spending $9.50 for that toilet paper. Yeah, the prices just go up, Don. Everything just gets fattened, so they take all the money. We're not going to get anything better because this. Our city's not going to improve. The potholes are still going to be sitting there. Everything's going to be the same.
But, and I just don't like the whole perception. And listen, I'm coming from a bias place because I live in New Jersey. And the feeling's going to be, well, you know, you coming into New York. I mean, that was always the joke. Like, you get into New Jersey for free. You pay to go into New York City. This isn't a luxury to go into the city. I'm going to Broadway plays, or I'm going to go to the Met, or I'm going to go enjoy New York City, so you're gouging me. My job happens to be in New York City. So I go in there, and I spend money there, and I get taxed there. So don't make it seem like, oh, you know, we're going to really go after these guys because these people are coming in from New Jersey. I mean, I love New York. But I'm coming in out of obligation, Peter. That's where my studio is. Now you could say, well, then, Don, you should move to New York. Well, I don't want to move to New York. And what's that proposition?
No, well, no, that's the nonsense part, though. And this is, again, we're like, I live in the city. And I spent a lot of money to get there. And fortunately, you know, back in the day, I got help to put my original down payment down. From my ex's family back in the day, who I eventually bought out to get a place, because it's incredibly hard to get an apartment in the city because you have to put down insane, like, you know, 10, 20, 25%, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, you're paying a premium to live in a tiny place already. You pay an obscene amount to live in Manhattan. Now they're going to charge you on top of that premium. There's going to be a premium. You're already paying for parking. Like, so my point is, unless you're really ungodly rich, like just stupid, you're making just, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars, you're going to feel all of this stuff.
Of course. And because that's the other perception, too. Well, if you're driving in, you must be filthy rich.
Well, by the way, that's the biggest misconception. And I'm not talking about people like me. I know people. There are people listening to us right now who drive in Manhattan, who live in the five boroughs, who've been driving a car since they were teenagers, who are not rich by any means.
People on this show.
There are people on this show who I know for a fact are getting paid peanuts, and they still drive a car because it's part of our lifestyle. We live in America. Well, people drive cars.
Well, never mind that, Peter. You know, not everybody works 9 to 5. So if I decide that I want to take the train in, but I got a Ranger game after work... Yeah, sure. If I get off at 6:30, there are plenty of options for me to go to Penn Station and take a train home. But those options get vastly reduced the later the game goes. So the game may end. I might have to wait an hour before my next train's going to come to go home. And now my commute, instead of being an hour on the train, it's now 2 hours because I got to wait for the train. You know, so is that fair? So I decide, you know what, I'm going to drive. And I'm already paying for the gas, and I'm paying for the tolls, and I'm paying for the parking. So there's that. And now you're going to make it, when I decide to drive from our studios down to Madison Square Garden, that I'm going to get hit. It just seems really, really, really unfair.
Getting a little dicey here, by the way.
The Yankee game.
Yankee Diamondback game. So the Yankees did get the first. Clay Holmes did get the first out. Runner went to third. A ground ball to Volpe ends up not getting Rizzo off the bag, and on the attempted tag to try and get the runner out, the ball falls out of Rizzo's glove. That runner gets to second. Then a pass ball. And then you're also taking a look at a situation where now the runner's at third because of that. And the tying run, I believe, just scored.
Oh, yeah, boy.
They were able to get the second out, which took away the possibility of a sacrifice fly, but an infield hit has just driven in the second run of the inning, so we are tied at 4. So Yankee fans hoping there's an 11th inning. So the Diamondbacks not going away. I got to tell you, that was kind of it felt like a fluky run to the World Series last year, but let's not forget, the Diamondbacks were very good in the beginning of the season, and they definitely retooled during the offseason, so... This is a pretty good Diamondbacks team that the Yankees are trying to take 2 out of 3 from, and the Diamondbacks not going away.
Volpe did all he could on that last one, but if he had a better throw on the initial play with one out, good to fair chance this game is over.
Exactly.
But it is not, and here we are. Guys, to make you a little more annoyed about what's happening here with this article from the New York Post.
I love where you're going, Anthony. You're doing the right thing. This is what ENN's about.
And if the New York Roadrunners don't pay up, the MTA is threatening to restrict use of the bridge, which could reduce the number of runners who can compete. This event, by the way, attracts about 50,000 runners each year, and it generates more than $425 million each year for the Big Apple. Forget just the MTA, for New York City itself. And actually, according to analysis by the Post, last year, $1.1 million was given to the MTA because, you know, how do people get to the starting line of...
A lot of them drive into the city.
Well, not only that, Peter, they drive into the city, they have to take the ferry... Staten Island Ferry to get to, because there's a lot of instances where you get into Manhattan, you find a place to park, because that's where your car is going to be at the end of the day anyway. And
so then what you're saying is it's a stick-up. It's just a stick-up for more money.
To get out, and if you live in the five boroughs, you're taking the train home. Like, yes, you're not making the however much money it is to get across the Verrazano Bridge now. What is it, $150? But, you know... It's just, I don't know. I don't understand why. I don't, it doesn't, for an event that this city loves and that people really enjoy, and I know it's a hassle for the people to drive, but it's something that people know in October that it's this, it's especially around here. If you're, you guys aren't in on the weekends, but if there's a Jet game or if there's a football game and somebody's covering something, even the guys that come in on the weekends, you see so many people covered in the aluminum foil and just hugging their families after, because of course the exit, the finish line is right here, right at 65. Fifth, where we are here by Central Park West, and it's just—it's such a major event, and it's so cool. And to just think that there's a chance that it gets sullied by the MTA is just ugh.
Everything's a money grab. Now, I found this out from the sitcom How I Met Your Mother. I don't know if you guys enjoyed that vehicle at all, or are you going to laugh at me like you did?
No, I'm not going to laugh at you. But I never watched it. I'm not a guy.
Now,
though.
What I had learned from that, and again, this is going back 15 years ago. I don't know if it still exists or whether it was something that they got wrong. But that if you run in the marathon, you get to ride the subway for free that day. That's what I learned on that show. Is that true? Or did they take that away too?
Well, look, that's a possibility, Don. I think you might be right on that. But the article does say that there's 1.1 million generated in general. Maybe it's, you know, getting, if you're taking the train, they account for people that take the train before the marathon, and then at the finish line, you get like a free MTA card, or they give you like a single ride. I'm not sure.
The argument's going to be
it's a lot
that we shut down the city for a year and a half, and a lot of money was. I get it. We all felt it. All right. But this seems really excessive because you like I said about the whole parkway thing. Do you really think that in a couple of years when that money's all replenished, that they're going to discount it, that they're going to take it away? Of course not. Now this is going to be an industry standard. So
once all the money's
made up, they're going to continue to do it.
No, yep. Listen. It's only 15 now. Remember the racket, guys, when they started this conversation.
40?
They were throwing it 23 around. They were throwing around 23 to make you, oh my God, it can't be 23. So then you knew they'd settle on 15, and people would go, oh, well, at least it's not 23. Exactly. 15's obscene.
Yeah,
15, they couldn't have made this. They couldn't have shown the smallest modicum of respect for us and made a brand new toll, a brand new source of money. They couldn't have made it $4. So, like, yeah, you're annoyed by it, but, like, okay, I can live with it. It'll end up being, you know, $20 a week that I spend. No. They had to start with $15. It really is madness. And it's going to be interesting. I hope we're so wrong. I hope it makes the city so much better. I hope the traffic's better. I hope they use the money well on the subway to make the subway safer. I hope in 5 years we go, we got this wrong. This city has improved the way London has improved or other cities that they say have improved. I really hope so. But pardon me if I'm skeptical, New York.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
By the way, at 6:20, I think it's an appropriate time to say, good evening to Don.
Maybe you'd see a fish that nobody else has seen. I wouldn't know because I've only seen a handful of fish.
It's a long drop, but there's something there.
It's nice. I meandered a bit. I apologize.
How about this one?
Ooh, it's a scorecard. Baseball, baseball.
And Peter.
I'd been a 5-year sex veteran.
That's...
But you make it seem like you were an everyday player. I don't know that.
Well, at that time?
Yeah, I mean, just like you were a veteran of 5 years, but all I know is you might have been like on the practice squad for a large percentage of those 5 years.
No. I mean, at that time, and what, you said 99?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd been with my girlfriend for like 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. Then you were an everyday player.
I mean, well, not every day because it was long distance, but you get the idea. Anthony, nothing from my long, crazed... rant against the evil Jim Cornette made a drop.
I'm going to have to go back.
Oh, that is so. You know what, Don? Doesn't it feel like a little bit of bias, though?
Yeah, but
like,
you know what?
It was screaming. It was name calling. I got nothing. Imagine if you did that, Don. Would there be any drops from it?
Oh, there'd be tons. Immediately. You would have heard
what
it.
What do you wear with Kimbo? Kimball.
You know what? I'm upset. I'm offended.
I'll tell you the moment the Bears got Jim McMahon.
What about, were there any Mulkey drops from yesterday?
So here's the thing with the Mulkey.
Oh,
we got to get the drop madness. I mean, this was one heck of an ENN.
Yeah, it really was. Here's we did a lot here today.
The thing with the Mulkey is it got so into kitchens.
And they
simultaneously combined.
It's a conspiracy. It's a conspiracy.
I'm going to tell you that what he did yesterday was one of the funniest things he's ever done on the show.
Oh, it was so good.
And the main part of it
was I was laughing so hard that I couldn't cut it.
People were hitting me up all night about Mulkamania running wild.
I'll look back at the
McMahon.
No, you know what?
I don't even want it. I won't accept it.
Own it. Take the L.
Well, that's fine.
Let's get into drop madness, shall we?
Well, who's going to do it then?
You are.
Oh, I am?
I love this scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I guess I'm back.
You're back.
In the flub region, everybody, we do have an upset. The 2 seed is gone.
20 years ago today. Yankee related.
So 20 years ago today. So that is 2014.
Sorry, Jacob.
Hit the post, but the backhand. That one was.
62.9 to 37.1. It wasn't even close. In the funny region, the 11 seed.
I've got a team that stinks.
55.5 to 44.5 over the Peter Mahomes rant. I'm sure that's my fault as well. In the troubling region.
Your face against the freaking television screen, and you can't remember who didn't bunt.
Don yelling and hurting the computer more than Don punching the computer. The 3 seed advances over the 2 seed, 62.4 to 37.6, and...
That's not true.
51.1 to 48.9.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Are you kidding me?
Paul gave it a fight, but the 2 seed advances in the nether region. I'll tell you what.
I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know how to feel about it.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it either, but I like it.
I don't know how I feel either.
You know how to feel about it.
Yeah, you do. That might be a drop. I don't know how to feel about it, but I like it.
I'm not going
to
cut it. That was ENN brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days, Jeep Celebration Event, and Ram Truck Month. Peter, we have 45 seconds before the Rangers pregame.
The Yankees just take the lead on a balk?
They did.
Interesting. I didn't see a balk.
That is fascinating. By the way, you know what, guys? Maybe the Yankees win the World Series this year. If this first week is any indicator... Things have just been, hit by pitch, walks for runs, now a balk. Anyways, guys, tomorrow from WWE World at the Convention Center in Philadelphia, we'll all be on the show. We'll break down the Yankees, plus we'll preview the Knicks and talk to big stars like The Miz and Jade Cargill. We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, and Damian Priest. See you tomorrow at 3 p.m. right here.
I love everybody. And enjoy everything that's going on in the world today.
And I love you as well.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.